death. Now, is it normal?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful free booklet, Why Is There Death and Suffering? Well, Ken, death's, of course, a terrible thing, so who would ever say it's normal?
I certainly don't mean that death's okay or good, but we need to understand that the world we live in is not the world God made. We live in an abnormal world where we should expect death. You see, according to the history given in Genesis, God created a perfect world. But Adam's sin brought an intruder into the world, death. God had to judge Adam's sin with death, and now everyone's under the death penalty. The Bible calls death an enemy. Yet our evolutionized society has indoctrinated people to believe we live in a normal world where death has been around for millions of years. I saw this clearly after the attack on the World Trade Center when people said to me, "I'm glad I wasn't in the towers, I would have died." I had to gently remind them, "Guess what? You are going to die." I was really telling them that we live in an abnormal world ruined by sin. But there is good news. The correct view of history means we have hope for a normal world again. God's Son, Jesus Christ, conquered death at the cross, and one day He'll restore a normal world like the Garden of Eden, where death is forbidden. Make sure you know you'll be there.
Ken Ham has written an eye-opening and fascinating booklet on this theme. If there's a God, why is there so much death and terrorism? You can read the booklet on our free website, AnswersRadio.com.